Hi and welcome to this new episode of The Light Leaders. Today is a very special episode because I'm interviewing the president of Liberland. It's the first time I have a president of a nation on the podcast. I'm very honored. Understandably, the president had not much time, so I wanted to do a quick intro to give context to that interview. Liberland is a country in Europe. It was created in 2015. It's between Serbia and Croatia. It's small, it's only 7 square kilometers, but it's very promising because the people who have claimed that territory and now is getting recognized by more and more countries, they're libertarians, they're wanting to support other network states and new countries to emerge, which is an interest of mine. About 5 years ago, I've read Seasteading, which is a book about creating new countries on the sea, but the logic of it could be adapted on land, which actually is more attractive to me, to live on the beautiful land of Mother Earth. And so this is very exciting because now that creates kind of an anchor for other network states to work with, and also kind of a precedent, almost some kind of Trojan horse for new nations to be created and recognized. So that's for the context. As usual, I put the chapters in the video, and I'm sorry for the quality of the video and audio for the president wasn't amazing, but content is really good, and it's been a really interesting discovery to get into Liberland. Enjoy. Today it's a special episode because I'm with Mr. President Vit Jedlica, president of Liberland. So I got really interested in the past few days and weeks, especially about Liberland, because I've been really interested in creating new countries, and you've done it, right? Mr. President, so welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be on your show, and I'm excited that we share common interests.
Yes, we do. So I'd love to start with, can you share, like, just in a minute or two, a bit of background about you and your motivations to create a new country?
Well, I got created anytime I was doing some bureaucratic work in Czech Republic. Whenever you have to deal with the state as they are, you actually end up a little bit disgusted by the fact that they're running everything like there was no technology, literally. I mean, right now we are asked, with our seat of the government, they told us we have to sign Kovar with the boat in order to be legally in Croatian waters, and that to travel 70 kilometers pointlessly to south. And this is just one of the bureaucratic elements that make no sense. These guys are only working, you know, in the morning and not on weekends. So this, you know, the world is full of bureaucratic nonsense, and the taxes are 6 times higher than Middle Ages, when you only was asked to give them 1/10 of what you create. Now it's close to 60% of what people produce. And this terrible mismanagement only possible, and we don't have a hunger here because a huge technological improvements over the last century. We can allow ourselves to be completely, and let me use that word, retarded in terms of governance of a nation state. You know, that way, because of the technology that is there, because of the enormous economic growth created by the technological boom, we can afford ourselves to have really bad governance. And there are a couple exceptions, right? Singapore is very well, kind of Hong Kong also, but they could be so much better. And we really were looking for the best possible way how to run a nation state, to base it on voluntary taxes with the shareholding structure, and have the minimum amount of regulation to be recognizable by other countries. So we're always looking at the minimum amount of regulations that already work somewhere, and we want to do it even a little bit better, but still be recognizable countries. So that means we compromise, for example, now on criminal code, just to be more digestible for Croatian, system. And did this country for free people to live free life. And I'm really excited that it took us only 8 years to build it, that from zero to now, it was a I would say quite a bit of struggle. I'm thinking if it could be done even faster, but still, I'm at least 2 to 5 years ahead of my original schedule.
Amazing. Yeah, and I feel as you shared, there's the efficiency part and there's also the freedom. So when I went on your YouTube channel, for example, of Liberland, I could see there was a 5-minute interview with Mickey Willis, who's the producer of the Plandemic series, for example. And for me, it felt like, oh, that makes it even more aligned.
Of course, the people that are coming down here too are very freedom oriented, and you could hardly find somebody vaccinated here in Liberland and somebody that would fall for the global warming narrative as well. And I can afford myself to be a little bit less diplomatic in these issues if your channel is not that mainstream. But yes, I really got upset about the general level of mismanagement and I would say people acting a little bit like child in terms of political understanding of the things, and especially in Czech Republic. I realize there is only 1 or 2% of people in the society that know what's going on, and the rest is just kind of following the mainstream narrative, and they're very easily to be manipulated by the politicians, by the media. So, and then when I realized if we create a country for this 1% or 2%, maybe 3% of global population, we end up having the most powerful country in the world, that will be very efficiently run with a huge economic boost. So, and I found out later on that there are people in establishment that share this notion as well, that they are feeling that there needs to be a change, and there is nothing more powerful than the idea whose time has come. So, you really got to this stage when things are going very fast and they're turning in our favor. And again, we're 5 years ahead of my personal schedule, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's amazing because there are many people around the world passionate about creating new countries, but there are very few that have actually done it. Actually, you're probably the only one I can think of. Have you read Seasteading by any chance? That was more my introduction like 5 years ago into those micronations and libertarian new nations.
Well, seasteading, we are the first nation to ever seastead. I think we're running a seastead next to Dubai in international waters. It's run by our son Samuel, who has started a serious seasteading effort. I think it's a great way to Liberland. So there is under Liberland flag and Liberian flag. Actually, it's like a double flagged barge that is running a first serious seastead. So there's we're talking about seasteading for I don't know how many years, spend how many millions of. But you really need to just spend like $300,000, take a barge and take it to international waters, and you're good to go.
Sorry, and to precise, I meant also there's a book called Seasteading, which is not, it is about seasteading, but it's a lot also just about creating many micronations with different kinds of governments. So it's more about the governance than the fact that it's on the sea.
You don't really need many kinds of governments. You need a government that has voluntary tax system and reasonable amount of regulations. So from that perspective, I don't think we will have much competition in this regard because we will, on seasteading, you can hardly get better governance than the one that we have built for Liberland. But we really did our hard work to make the governance of Liberland extremely competitive. So from that point, yes, you can start another Liberland as well, but it will be a second, it will have hard time with the jurisdiction that we have created.
And is it, because to me, libertarian has almost two ways. One is very, very minimal government. The other one is trying different kind of governments to see what works better and what's for whom. So for you, I understand the direction is really to keep it minimal, right?
Well, what we want to do, we want to start doing deals with the network states that Bajali started the movement last or 1 or 2 years. He opened the minds of people towards creating new jurisdictions, which is not bad. And we want to afford all these network states to have a piece of sovereign land inside of Liberland as well. And we'll of course try to make sure that it doesn't break our diplomatic ties with other countries. But on the other hand, they could literally work as a Maltesian order, operate outside of Liberland, and they can strive to get more land outside of Liberland as well. But we could harm in terms of sovereign land, and sovereign
Mm.
through the parcel of land that they would get inside of Liberland. And we've got already one guy that is full time on this. He's making connections with the network states and offering this kind of deal, but they are in very early stages, network states. So maybe I think we'll do something at the end of the year with one of these when we are a little bit more harbored or a little bit more stable in terms of our own diplomatic relations globally.
And yeah, how's it going so far? Do you have some countries that recognized you already?
Yeah, we just received 2 days ago a nice from Liberia. We got the Haiti 2 years ago. We managed to sign an agreement with Somaliland, which I'm really excited about. That was the first one that was 5 years. We also got the deal with Dominican Republic. You know what? All of that secondary to the fact that now we have a sovereign piece of land where we can build, and that's just 8 kilometers downstream. I'm waiting for my architects to come down here. They're doing the architecture work as well as the metaverse. So we will be developing Liberland in parallel in two places because we always want to see what will be the before the building gets built. So for us, it's a great, the metaverse is a great urban planning tool. It's called Liberverse, and Mirek is coming down to permanently with his wife to live in Liberland right now. And they're exactly the types of people that I needed for this because they were living in a van for many years. Now they moved to ship, and now they left the ship in Athens and they're moving permanently to Liberland. So they're both extremely skilled technologically as well as ready to be the first settlers or one of the first settlers.
Amazing. I looked also into the governance, and that's on the blockchain, so that's very exciting, and also the currency. So with the governance, basically what I understood is that people buy tokens and lock them in, and that gives them rights to vote. Is that accurate?
Yes. So in order to become citizen, you need to buy 5,000 merits and then you stake them. You can just
Okay.
go to liberlandgovernor.org and buy directly the stake tokens, or you can acquire them from somebody or exchange, and that will be listed.
How much did you say? Like, how much is it in euros?
Well, right now we're still keeping the relation 1-to-1 with US dollar, but the
Okay.
separation actually starts tomorrow. So then we will have
Okay.
a formula because there is a fairly strong interest in merit, and we don't want to sell out the whole sovereignty. Clearly, we're only selling 10% a year of what it remains. But at the same time, we're also going to decouple or depair from US basically starting tomorrow.
Makes sense. And when I looked into it, so people, the more they stake, the more they have a voice. Is that how it works?
Exactly. The more
Okay.
taxes you pay in a way, the higher is your voice in the society.
Okay.
But on the other hand,
And
it's one person, one vote when it comes to public veto. So we're actually democracy as well. People
okay.
can, yes, people can actually easily, veto any decision by the government. The government is formed, it's like a corporate body. It's called the Congress. And you vote with your merits, with your state merits, who's going to sit in that Congress. Present you, and you can remove your support in form of merits anytime you want. So even though you vote somebody into Congress, you can lower his
Yeah.
voice in Congress by of your votes if you decide to not no longer support such person, or you can even vote directly on things.
Okay, yeah, that's like liquid democracy, right?
I don't know what it is, but we
Yeah,
have come
okay.
with that. We
Anyway.
have come up with this system long, I think, term before democracy as a term was
Okay.
used.
And so when I saw that, I was thinking, okay, well, so let's say if someone has a lot of money in the old paradigm, they also have then a lot of voting power, right? Like if I sell oil and I'm a multimillionaire, I'm going to have a lot of voting power.
Well,
What, how do you
if you
feel
spend
about it?
that money not on bribing officials, but on paying taxes or on staking it, actually, you will have a lot of voting power.
Yeah. So that's it. By design, you want people mainly who have money and who stake it to have more power.
Yes, and it's much better system than if wealthy people are bribing officials to do something. It's much better. You are
It
putting
is.
incentives into alignment. It reminds me of Eric Bryman.
Okay.
Quote from early days of Liberland. important that the incentives are in alignment, that people, instead of bribing politicians, are paying more taxes.
Okay. That feels like a step definitely in the right direction.
Yes.
I know you had very little time, so I'd love to go towards the end. But I'd be curious, what do you need right now? Like, I'm also connected to a lot of people who want to build new nations, who ideally are really interested also in more holocratic types of governance. And I don't know, what are you looking for at the moment? How can people be involved?
Right now, we have still a lot of work on the development side, or not a lot, but still quite a few things that need to be done. So we are building our governance on Substrate. So that means anybody that can operate in this environment, very welcome. And actually, our lead developer is right under me working on it. I hope he already woke up, took his breakfast, and is working on it. He's a running team of like 3-4 people that are, but I think the team should be 5 to 8 people right now. So we're looking for developers. And I think it's a lot of fun right now. We have the justice system that needs to be finished. And we are also getting grant from Parity or from Polkadot Foundation for it, hopefully. And then we need people on the ground, you know, people that are actually settlers and that are investors. So we're trying hard to hire Croatians, but I think it's going to be like 50% mix with people coming from all around the world. We're bringing different technology. And just imagine in which stage we are in. I'm planning to bring heavier machinery next week with a couple of excavators, etc. And we really want to build marina there and a bunch of other stuff. So we're at this stage when we basically need anybody that can anyhow help the creation of the country. And we're also looking for people that are coming to chill out. We're building 6 glamps. Initially, we have 2 people interested in building resorts. So I have a call with them today. We have a very nice design for the first hotel. And I've got nice contact with the guy that wants to build the highest tower in the world. So a lot of contacts that need to be now fulfilled. And to be honest with you, if I can give you a, you know, 30-second pitch of what we actually want to create now in Liberland, it's not going to be the, let's say, the strict Zahadi design that was designed 2 years ago. We want to build a huge adventure park where people are coming initially, they can claim their plots, but later we will simply close it down and we will try as much nature as possible and then build the highest tower in the world in the middle. That's the plan for next year. And I think it's pretty much doable because we have the right investors for it, the right hedge funds already contacted, as well as the design, the highest building has been done. So I think it would be fun to have a huge amusement park for kids, for adults, with, instead of tickets for amusement park, you would pay Visa, and that Visa would regulate the number of people, of visitors to Liberland. And it could actually become quite high because it would be very popular to visit Liberland at some point. Right now, it's only set to five merits or $5. But in the future, it will probably go higher. So that's the vision for next year. And the nature in Liberland is beautiful. The sandy beaches are gorgeous. We've got 1 kilometer of sandy beaches. I want to keep all of that pristine. And I want to make sure that we've got the best out of best people coming down here to help us build it. So even for the adventure park, we've got, I think, the best builder in Europe that already discussing 2 to 3 years of what can be done. So it's pretty, pretty cool. And he's flying in next week.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Thank you for that. If I can understand the vision well, it's almost like you're creating that simple place that's the blueprint of a new nation. And keep it simple, and also help almost as an anchor, you help other potential network states also to develop by being connected to you, right? It's almost like the analogy to me in my head with Polkadot would be Polkadot's almost a layer zero that allows new blockchain to plug into that system. Is that the vision also that you want to be for other
network
states?
Yes, why not?
States?
Why not? We will very soon able to do this also on diplomatic level, and we can harbor. Just like you know, just like Rome is harboring Vatican, or Italy is harboring Maltesian Order, I believe we will be able to harbor all these network states if they are reasonable and they don't infringe too much on Liberland constitutional order.
Amazing. Thank you for doing this because I'm involved in a couple of the projects also. Some include doing a free church in the US. I don't know if you've looked into that also, but there's some rights you can get around that. But yeah, anyway, it's a beautiful vision, like a bit like the Singapore of network states
Yes,
or the
exactly.
Dubai. Yeah. Okay.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, great talking to you. I hope you also visit. When can we see you in Liberland? By the way, Thursday on 9th of September here in Liberland, it's gonna be a big party. The main place for it will be this houseboat. If I can share with you a little bit of,
Yeah, please show us.
I'll show you if you have a stable connection now.
Yeah, we
Hey.
can see. Wow,
Okay.
beautiful.
So the party will be actually. Oh, this is our service boat Liberty. That was the one that has been used for many years, for settlement and for trying to get to the territory, which was a bit of a challenge. And the main part will be downstairs. We will bring it to Liberland this afternoon, and we will park it there until the party. And I think it's already fixed. This is my She's helping me on the organizational side.
Hi.
All right. So anyway, have a great day and enjoy your and I hope to see you on 9th of September.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it's a bit short notice, but I'll definitely want to go in the next year, let's say, like n probably
Right, all
next
right.
spring or summer when I come to Europe. I
Maybe
want to
some of your
visit.
listeners who want to join. It's limited, it's only
Yeah.
100 places, so you better tell them to sign up fast. All right.
Amazing. And thank you for your dedication and congratulations on long live Liberland. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Just one notice, the spots are only dedicated to the people that become citizens this week. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.